With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dionne Anglin. As the curtain falls on the 2024-2025 football season, Cayman Islands Football Association president reflects on a year of growth, grit, and grassroots triumphs. From standout performances by our national teams to the rise of homegrown talent in the domestic leagues, Alfredo Whitaker says Cayman football is not just surviving, it's thriving. But with infrastructure delays and rising international demands, the road ahead is far from easy. In this exclusive interview, he shares his take on the season's biggest wins, the challenges that remain, and what's next for youth development, women's football, and the national stage in 2026.
So, Mr. Alfredo, looking back at the 2024-2025 season, what were the standout achievements and biggest challenges for Cayman football, both on and off the pitch?
The major challenge that we had off the pitch was the delay in the CIFA projects, delay that we had a little bit with some ideas that we had that unfortunately we had to drag them into 2026. That was basically it. We enjoy a very successful CIFA tournament. We're very successful in our youth tournament. The achievement on the field by the national teams was remarkable. And I think that we have 99 success out of 100 that we had planned when it comes to football. So 2025 was a winning year for us. We continue to grow. We continue to be successful in many things. Obviously, we're not 100% successful in everything, but the most important thing is that we continue to grow and we continue to satisfy our clubs and spectators that we see returning to football in large groups.
Awesome. And as we head into 2026, what are CIFA's top priorities for elevating the game, especially in terms of youth development, women's football, and I guess international competitiveness itself?
Well, we continue to look into 2026 as a great year. We started late 2025 in the CIFA Youth Talented ID. That is a great success. We have a large group of kids coming out for that. And we're looking forward in getting this in a better, not only organized, but better developed by CIFA. We're looking forward in our national team participation in World Cup qualifiers that would continue early in the year with our boys U20s and U17s. The girls, the senior women continue also the participation in these important games that at some point is extremely challenging for CIFA. We draw some big games. And we're going to have some important games playing not only here in Cayman, but also overseas. Obviously, our national tournament, our senior leagues is important that we continue to grow and make it more, I'm not going to say professional, but make it more organized for our athletes. And by extent, we're looking forward in having our fields done and CIFA a warmer place for all athletes in the Cayman Islands. So that is our goal for 2026.
Would you like to make mention of any team or teams in the different leagues that CIFA has that warmed your heart for 2025?
Well, I have to, and I don't want to sound in no way here that I'm leading towards any team, but is remarkable what has been done by Coach Dion Brandon with his elite team. Is one of the team that playing with almost, I would say, 80% of only Caymanians that are on top of the league. They're undefeated. They score lots of goals. They receive small percentage of goals. And that is screaming to us that we do have how to compete with our local players. They won the league last season. They're looking very strong this season. So that is something that really, really, really make me happy. A lot of players are part of our U17 and U20 national team that is playing with the team. We have an academy that have another large percentage of our national team players that are playing in the league. And those things are good. When it comes to the women's side, that always is a plus for me. I enjoy watching the women's league. Some teams that always on top. You have others that don't have that luxury, but they're always competing. And you start to see little by little teams like Latinas that, my respect for the organization of Latinas, they went all the way to Cayman Brac, and every weekend they're having these young girls from the Cayman Brac team that come over play and you start to see a development with them. So obviously you have a special care for those teams that find a way to say, yes, we can, and yes, we will, to help those that not as fortunate to have a female team in the bracket. So all of these things are positive for us. It's at CIFA is more positive things to enjoy, to look forward to, and we're looking forward as executive committee members that the team start to look into it that way and not the small little hiccups that we have now and then.
Cayman Islands Football Association President Alfredo Whitaker. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.